Rejoining us for our series preview are Terry Cushman and Nick Face. I'm your host, Charlie Smith. Getting right into it, the Boston Red Sox, fresh off a three-game sweep, playing against the Toronto Blue Jays, outscoring them 17-10, will now face the Texas Rangers at home. We have a TBD starter in Game 1 going up against Dane Dunning, who is 7-1 with a 2.69 ERA, with a whip just over 1. Nick, how do you see Game 1 going?
I see Dunning making this Red Sox team be done. I think that this is not going to go pretty for the Red Sox. The Rangers have been an absolute force this entire season. They're sitting up the top in the AL West with a 50-33 record so far. TBA, I think, is going to be Kyle Barraclough, who's down with Worcester, who's done a pretty decent job for them in a small sample size. He's got a 2-1 record with a 1.64 ERA in two games. He's thrown 11 innings, four strikeouts as well. This is a guy that used to play for the Miami Marlins back in the day. He's kind of getting another chance to revitalize his career. I would be surprised if it's not him. So that's who I think we'll see for a Tuesday's game. I don't think it's going to do us much, though. I think the Rangers are still going to get the job done on Tuesday night. Victory goes to the Rangers for Tuesday.
Terrence?
Stick a fork in the Red Sox. If Dunning is the starter, the Red Sox are done for. That's my wordplay on it. I'm just checking on Brandon Walter here. He last pitched on the 30th. That was in Buffalo. That was only two innings, so that could put him in line for maybe not a start, but, you know, follow Caleb Ort after an inning, because that continues to make a ton of sense, apparently. So either Nick's going to be right, or we're going to get Walter for a bunch of innings. And either way, I do not see any scenario in which the Red Sox win Game 1. You got a very potent offense there, you know, with the Rangers. Seager, Adolis Garcia, Simeon, drawing some blanks. They've got a pretty robust offense. And unlike the Blue Jays, they don't choke. So Game 1 to the Rangers.
Yep. That's going to be a sweep, for the lack of a better term. Dane Dunning was one out away from throwing a complete game against the Tigers, dominated against the Yankees, has done well against the Blue Jays. Again, has only lost one game this year, has only had one game where he has allowed more than three earned runs, has had a series, a plethora of quality starts. I believe five is the number. I'm just not going to bet against him. Game two, we have Brian Bayo going against John Gray. John Gray, home of a 6-4 record, 3.21 ERA, 73 punchouts, a whip just over one against Brian Bayo with a whip almost at 1.2, a 3.08 ERA, and a 5-5 record. Nick, what do you see in game two?
Just so close to that no-no for Brian Bayo last time out. He was magnificent that last start out. I hope we see a continuation of Bayo when he takes the hill on Wednesday of just being pure, utter dominance. The problem is he's up against that Texas Rangers club, and I just don't have confidence right now with having the ability to go with the Red Sox getting the job done against the Rangers. I don't see this series being very pretty for Boston, and I don't see even Bayo being able to save us here in this series. So, no, I'm not going with that win. I think Gray pulls through and keeps his team in this to get the Rangers another victory.
Terry.
This is a very tough matchup. Gray is having basically the best year of his career. Brian Bayo is having a breakout year. Tough to pick a winner. I will give a very slight edge to the Red Sox. Looking down through Bayo's starts, he did very well against the Atlanta Braves, just 2 runs over 6 innings in early June, gave up just 3 earned runs to the Tampa Bay Rays, one of the best offenses in Major League Baseball. I don't think Bayo is going to be fazed by this Texas Rangers offense. I think he's going to go out there. He's going to do his thing. He might give up, you know, a few runs, 3-4 runs even, but I think the Red Sox will find a way to get him a few runs of support and win the game.
So this is the only game where it's going to be close, and I'm going to give it to the Red Sox here. Brian Bayo, since May 10th, when he had a 2-1 record and a 5.01 ERA, has been able to lower that almost 2 full runs. He's down to a 3.08. He has had a quality start in all 5 of his last appearances. In the month of June, he went 3-1, and the only loss was that game, Nick, that you were talking about, that almost no-no, where he didn't get any run support. He's allowing 1 run or less in 3 straight appearances. Before that, he had allowed 1 run or less in 2 of his previous 5 and has only had 1 real blip all year, his first start of the season. I'm not going to pick against Brian Bayo. Like I talked about on a prior episode, one of the two-headed monsters, it's going to be really difficult for me to pick against him. I like Brian Bayo here. I'm going to give him game 2. Game 3 in this set, we have Cutter Crawford, and I have to laugh a little bit, against Nate Eovaldi. Cutter Crawford has a 3.92 ERA. His record sits at 3-4 against Nate Eovaldi, who has 106 strikeouts, a 0.99 whip, a 2.64 ERA, and is sporting a 10-3 record before the All-Star game. Nick, do I even have to ask you who you're picking in this one?
I mean, we already know that Nate Eovaldi had this one circled right on that calendar right away after he signed that contract with the Rangers this offseason. This is going to be an absolute pounding by Nate Eovaldi, showing the Red Sox why they completely screwed the pooch on not re-signing him. And I see this one being maybe I'll put it at a max. Red Sox get 5 hits in this game. I could see a shutout. They're going to get absolutely walloped, and it's going to be really ugly and sad, and we're all going to be upset.
Terry, dare I ask?
I'm going with Eovaldi, the ultimate big game pitcher. I think this is a terrible matchup for Cutter Crawford. I think he's going to get absolutely shellacked. Probably won't get out of the 4th inning. I think Nathan Eovaldi pitches 6 or 7 strong and blows us a kiss on the way out.
10 strikeouts, 7 innings, a run on 4 hits. I think Eovaldi absolutely dismisses the Red Sox, and I think he's going to get a standing O. It doesn't matter if this was going to be at Fenway Park or at home in front of his fans. I think Eovaldi is going to absolutely dominate, and he has, as Nick mentioned, this one circled around on his calendar. Excuse me. He's only had a couple of blips this year, has been downright lethal this year. Absolutely incredible. Since starting off 1-2, 9-1. So he's been able to lower the ERA from an ungodly 6.3 down to 2.64. So he's lights out. Nothing's going to change. I think we're going to lose, you know, 2 out of the 3 here. I think we're all pretty much aligned there. Nick, if I'm not mistaken, I believe you have us getting swept.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Well, you know what? I had it down getting swept against the Blue Jays. That worked out so well. So maybe I'll be wrong again. And if I'm wrong again, who knows? They get 3, hey, let's take it.
All right. Terry and I, we're each 1-2 on the series, and you look like you want to say one more thing, T.
Yeah. Occurred to me that the manager in the other dugout, I think, is the only one this century who has 3 rings.
Frank, yeah, it's
Bruce Bochy. Bruce Bochy.
Bochy. Yeah.
You are. Yep, you're correct.
Yeah, Bruce Bochy. And then who's the next closest? I mean, Francona has two, so I mean that must be it. Does anybody else have two?
Negative.
Okay.
Booney has one.
No, he doesn't. Not as a manager.
Joe Girardi.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me. As a player slash manager, he's got. I think he's got one because wasn't he there? Yeah.
No, he wasn't. No, they lost that one. He doesn't have a ring.
Yeah,
at all.
Josh Beckett. Josh Beckett got it. Josh Beckett got that 2003 one for the Marlins.
Yeah.
So Booney don't have one.
So I gotta take a look back here for a second. That's another episode. I keep forgetting when he joined. When he joined up with the Yankees,
2018 was his first year.
Yeah, you're right. No, but as a
Girardi was the Yankees manager for what, 7-8 years?
Yeah, he won it in 2009 with them as the manager.
Yeah,
right, yeah. Right. But as a player, I'm getting old. I'm mixing up my years here, so I messed that one up. I'm gonna get a mulligan there on that one. That's gonna wrap it up for us tonight. Thanks to all of our loyal listeners. Whether this is your first or your 1,000th time, we appreciate all of you. Have a great night. Take care.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.